Welcome, everybody, to the fifth episode of the Creek Hamsters podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Jonathan Reynolds. With me, as usual, are Skylar and Craig. We also have an extra guest today that we're very excited about. One of our best friends from childhood is here with us. When people would think of Skylar, Craig, and Jonathan, they wouldn't think about us without incorporating this other person. All four of us were always together. We probably did something every weekend together for like 5 or 6 years. We were very, very close. So with us today, his name is Forrest Jennings. And Forrest, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Jonathan. Don't really know where.
good response.
I feel like I'm supposed to have coffee or something right now.
Well, we all have coffee except for you.
I'm drinking something.
Skylar.
I don't know what kind of rating this has on it, but
on the bottle or on the show?
On the show.
Oh, okay.
All right. If no, you can say whatever you want to say. Skylar, what are you drinking?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm drinking green tea.
Oh, there it is. It was just in a coffee cup. And Forrest, what are you drinking? I mean, you can tell us, but we probably won't know what it is.
It's an Alaskan white wheat ale.
Oh, sounds fancy.
What is that made of?
It has a big polar bear on the front of it.
So, it's made of polar bear.
Does it come?
Does it what?
Does it come that way? Like, does it come as Alaskan polar bear juice?
Put the polar bear on it.
Well, I mean, does it come pre-mixed as an Alaskan wheat ale, or did you mix it and make an Alaskan wheat ale?
Oh no, I didn't make it. No, I just found this in the fridge. I've actually never had it.
You just found it. Is it yours?
It might be one of my roommates. I live with four other people. So.
Do they mind when you take their Alaskan polar bear wheat ale from the fridge?
No, we all contribute to our bar.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. So everything is everybody's.
Yes.
Community.
It's like communism.
That's good.
But with the Coast Guard.
Oh, nice.
The Communist Coast Guard.
Sounds safer. Yeah.
Learning new things. All right. We're going to start off. Our guest is not going to have a topic this week. So we're going to start off with me. And this is primarily a question for Forrest. So you get to talk for a while, Forrest. The question is... Why are we called the Creek Hamster Podcast? What is the story behind the Creek Hamster?
So, here's the thing. There were definitely no animals harmed at any point during any of this. Just gonna lie.
Good call.
So, I used to live in a house that was on a creek that... if you took care of it, you could take possession of that portion of the creek. So we spent a lot of time.
Was that true? I know that you said that a lot, but I don't feel as if that was that's
accurate. I mean, looking back at it, I know that it was true for parts of the neighborhood, like the house I lived in before there. However, I don't know why you would want to take possession of that drainage creek.
It was more of a sewer than a creek.
Yeah, it was definitely for like drainage.
But we called it the creek.
Yeah, it wasn't really, I don't know, it didn't seem natural.
Some people might call it home.
Yeah. I remember there being Nazis down there at one point.
Yeah, we found all their Nazi stuff. That was good.
Yep, when we were trying to build our fort or whatever.
We made good progress on that.
Yeah, but so I had lots of pets. I had, at this period, I was breeding hamsters. We went to Mexico, and then while I was at Mexico, my sister was supposed to feed the hamsters. She didn't feed the hamsters, and then I got a phone call right before I got back. One, that I had a surprise waiting for me. And then two, that all the hamsters were dead.
So I have to move away from the microphone. I'm laughing so hard.
So I get back to the house, and the first surprise, which is really my favorite surprise, is that our Mercedes-Benz is actually parked inside the house instead of outside the house. And then my second surprise which is also my second favorite surprise, was that it looked like the Hunger Games had just taken place in my bedroom.
What do you mean? Was there blood on the walls?
There was blood in the cages, and then my sister said that there was one left. There's one left alive.
Yeah.
She slammed one in the door.
Wait, tell this story in more detail, because I enjoy this part.
Okay, so she discovers it after she finally remembers she's supposed to be feeding the, like, 20-something hamsters. And so she goes in, and then this hamster runs out towards her, and it spooks her, and she slams the door shut, not really intending to kill the hamster, but the hamster got just far enough to get its head slammed in the door. And she left it there for probably a day or two. So by the time I got home, rigor mortis had set in, and it was effectively a hamster doorstop. So we couldn't open the door, so I had to take the door off the hinges to get the slammed hamster out.
Oh, so good. Continue. So there's one hamster left.
There's one hamster left, and this guy won the Hunger Games that took place, except for he had a bad personality disorder.
He also had lost part of an eye, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, one of his eyes didn't really open, and he kind of had a gimp.
And the other eye was kind of red.
Yeah, it was red, probably bloodshot from all the combat.
And the eating other hamsters to death. Yeah.
It could have just been blood. Just lots of blood. So we captured him and put him back in the cage, but he never was really the same. So Jonathan and I decided that we would let it go in the creek.
Which was Forrest's idea.
Was my idea, and I remember us putting him on the ground and then him disappearing into a bunch of leaves. And then
see him again. Sorry about that. Those are my dogs. They heard something. But yeah, I remember hold on, let me go put the dogs down. You guys keep talking. When I say put the dogs down, I mean put them out.
Yeah.
I don't know. It sounds like he could learn something from this hamster Hunger Games you had going. Try it with his dogs.
I know. He probably should if it's the same dogs.
It is.
Sure
it
is.
Definitely is.
Because they're terrible.
Agreed. Hey, Jonathan, while you were gone, we decided that you are going to do a Hunger Games, but instead of with hamsters, you're going to do it with the two dogs you have.
So it's me versus Lily versus Ruby.
False. You are not in the dog match of Hunger Games. That's weird.
Oh, it's Lily versus Ruby.
Yes.
But we all know who would win.
Yeah, Ruby.
No.
Hopefully we're not both would lose.
Yeah, so what I remember about the hamster is we set it out, and we thought it was a really good idea because we thought that you wouldn't be able to feed it. So we decided that at least it had a chance of life outside of the cage. And then we went out to the creek, and I just remember seeing its little frail body walking into this huge pile of leaves and knowing that it wasn't going to make it. And you and I searched for it, but we couldn't. We never found it.
Yeah, it almost certainly died within a few days.
To be fair, it fought off like an army of hamsters.
Of the hamsters to be released into the wild, it probably had the best chance.
How many hamsters?
Tasted blood.
How many hamsters in history do you think have been released into the wild?
I don't know. Know at least one has.
Yeah.
And, well, not to mention the ones that got out of the cages and lived in the walls in my house.
I thought those were degus.
Was it the degus?
Well, it could have been both. Yeah, why don't you tell us a little bit, some more stories of animals from your house. There's the degus.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember what else there was. There were lots of different animals.
There was a rabbit.
I don't remember the rabbit.
Wasn't the rabbit Well, there was a few rabbits. We had two rabbits that froze to death in the wintertime in their hutch outside.
Why did you leave them out?
They make coats out of rabbits. They should be fine.
That sounds logical. I would be there.
Then I remember we had a rabbit in a fish tank, though.
What?
Do you not remember the rabbit? I don't.
No, I don't remember. There were so many animals. I don't remember.
There was definitely a rabbit. I'm pretty sure I still have nightmares about this rabbit because it could barely move in this fish tank, and it just had matted fur and ate like leftover food.
Yeah.
And then there was stuff. I guess there was the chinchilla that baked to death because the air conditioning went out in our house. So the chinchilla overheated and died of probably dehydration.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Do you get sad when animals die anymore, or do you just see it as a normal everyday experience for you?
I'm going to assume he actually gained strength from when they die, because there's no other logical reason that they have died this way.
I think Craig's more on track. It only made me more powerful.
I also remember one time we were at your house and we were almost asleep, and then for some reason the light was on and we looked over and there was a Daegu, which is an Australian rat creature, that was out of the wall, and one of us got really scared, but you just said, "No, don't worry about it."
Well, there were so many things in the walls. Because I remember when we moved out and we were cleaning everything, we kept finding hamster nests in, like, my drawers in my room.
I do remember that.
So maybe some of the hamsters survived and you didn't know about it.
Maybe they got away. I don't know. I had a lot of them. Because there was also the dwarf hamsters that we learned the hard way that you can't put them in a normal cage because they can fit through the cracks.
Oh, yeah.
They're that small?
Yeah, they're tiny.
It's a very small hamster.
Yeah, I guess I should tell the story about the dog that I murdered on accident.
I thought you didn't. I thought you wouldn't want to share that story
necessarily. Yeah, what if Corey hears about it?
Yeah.
Well, huh?
What if Corey hears about it?
Oh. I don't think she's going to listen to the podcast.
Of course, this podcast is getting very popular. We have 15 subscribers.
Yeah, there's a really good chance she's one of those 15.
She could be.
Mathematically, she has a 1 in 15 chance of hearing this.
I don't think that's... You're not the math expert anymore.
That's right. He'll read something later on to make up for that, I'm sure.
Anyways, my mother had a favorite teacup Pomeranian named Minnie.
Minnie,
yep. And we had a cat named Max. And all the animals slept in my bed. For whatever reason.
Sleeping next to death.
I don't know. Yeah. But so I was waking up one morning and then the cat and the dog started fighting at the feet of my bed.
Yeah.
And it annoyed me because I was sleeping. And so I kicked them off the bed. Kind of half asleep, half awake, and the cat, being a cat, landed on its feet and was totally fine. But the more brittle and small, fragile Pomeranian hit its head on the leg of my chair next to my bed and died instantly. So I thought everything was fine. I went back to sleep, and then I woke up, and there was a dead dog next to my bed. And to this day, I told my mother that the cat murdered the dog. So that cat was banished from the house.
Oh no! You got the cat banished?
Yeah, don't you remember?
I don't remember that part.
It was the one that I'd feed from the window. Maybe you didn't.
Was that Mew Mew?
No. Mew. Oh god, that cat. See, you guys know too many things.
What do you think?
It was Max. It was the cat that was outside all the time. That's because he never got to come back in. He would just give me dirty looks, like, "I know what you did."
What do you think that Pomeranian will say to you if it sees you in the afterlife?
It better not say anything, or I'll kill it again.
Oh, that's good stuff. Do you have any other animal stories?
Well, we had a shark that killed itself.
How'd the shark kill itself?
Well,
as in it committed suicide on purpose?
Yeah. We went on vacation. That's when the chinchillas died. And when the air conditioner went out in the middle of the summer in Oklahoma, the fish tank it was in got way too hot as well. And the shark actually jumped out of the cage. So it suffocated because it wasn't in the water anymore. That same trip, we lost two iguanas because they both climbed up to the top of the cage and stayed there right next to their heating lamp and baked themselves to the branch.
Just a bad trip. I don't think you should leave your house ever again.
No, there was a lot of casualties. Yeah, it wasn't a good trip. I can't think. Are there any other stories? I mean, I had all the chickens that drowned themselves.
Oh, yeah.
And then
that story. What do you mean? You can't just move on. What are the chickens that drown themselves?
Well, we hatched like 12 chickens from eggs, and then I think we left two. This was earlier on, though. This was when I was a little kid. And we had a big koi pond, and all these chickens were flightless, like pygmy chicken things. Totally useless. I don't even know why we had them. And they all walked into the koi pond, so we came home to a bunch of chicken butts floating in the air, and the koi were eating them.
I don't know how the government continued to allow you to own animals.
Well, you know, we got rid of the bodies, so
there's really did you even mention Jack?
Oh, God, Jack.
Because I might have zoned out in all the death and violence and gone to my happy place, but I didn't hear you bring up Jack once.
I think my favorite thing that happened with Jack was when he came upstairs when we were playing probably Halo or something, and then he kind of looked at us all like, you guys need to let me outside, and you need to let me outside right now.
And then he
backed his butt up against the wall. And then he looked at us again, and he was like, no, for real, I have to go outside. And then he pooped all over the wall.
Yeah, man.
Like,
yeah.
Explosive poop.
And that wasn't the only time he had explosive diarrhea. I remember distinctly one night you called me 4:30, 30 minutes before church starts, and you say, hey, I'm not going to be able to come to church tonight. Jack ate a whole pizza and had explosive diarrhea all over the house. and I came over and helped you clean up. And he had gotten, from what you told me, he had started having the explosive diarrhea and got scared and ran upstairs. And there was this trail of explosive poop all along the wall and the stairwell. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Yeah. He did that a lot, too, though.
And then also, the first time we spent the night at your house, I was in the sleeping bag, and we were all almost asleep again, and Jack came and stood on top of me, and I had no idea what was going on, and I just said, hey, Jack, how's it going? And I started petting him, and he started peeing on me.
That's because he loved you.
Awful. I hated that dog.
He was so nice. Other than how he would
terrorize
the neighborhood and dig under people's fences and rape their dogs and stuff.
Outside of that, super friendly. Real good dog outside of those things.
And his matted giant fur that made him look like a psychopath.
Whatever happened to Maddie, the wiener dog?
I don't really know what happened to that dog.
Is she still around?
No.
Are you surprised?
Oh, did you never know? That was one of my favorite dogs, too. Where did I go? I went to training or something with the army, and when I came back, the dog was gone.
I remember that, actually. I remember you telling me that. I remember what happened.
I don't even know what happened, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Poor Maddie. We can only assume the story is as good as all the others, though.
I'll pour some out for her.
What?
Pour
some of the drink.
Oh, I see.
Pour some out for your homies that died. Okay.
I don't.
You never do that.
That must be an Oregon thing.
No, you should teach your youth group kids that.
To pour it, I should give them all some whiskey and have them pour it out
for their homies.
For their homies, yeah.
When they die,
mm-hmm.
Do they have to die an honorable death, or could they have had their head slammed in the door?
Certainly not.
Oh. Do you think that your pets might die because you pour alcohol for them?
Maybe.
Honestly, probably not a good thing for pets.
Perhaps you've poured too much alcohol, which is why the pets keep dying.
Exactly.
I have a betta fish now, though, and it's been fine.
Why? Why do you keep getting animals?
I'm about to move to Minnesota, and we're gonna get a lot of pets, and I'm gonna try again.
What kind of pets are you gonna get?
Please don't,
Forrest. What are you thinking?
It's my first opportunity to have pets again.
You've had enough pets for like six people.
You, there is, on no planet. Should you ever be allowed to own an animal?
I mean, no. See, it wasn't totally my fault. My sister didn't feed the hamsters, which is why they all died.
So, okay, what, so 20 out of 15.
60 animals that died, you're going to blame on your sister.
Yeah. Well, there was the bird we had for 24 hours.
What happened to the bird?
It was my sister's bird that I got for her for like her birthday or something, and I got a cage and everything, and she was playing with it. She had it on her finger, and she was standing next to the rails to the stairs. And the bird had just had its wings clipped and tried to fly. But couldn't fly and fell from the second story down to the floor and died. Or didn't die instantly. It just broke its legs. So I tried to not fix the legs, but like take care of it, hoping it would get better. And it died the next morning.
Poor bird. That's like one time there was this bird that got caught in a mouse trap in my mom's garage while I was cleaning it out, and it got its feet stuck. So I tore its feet off, and then let it go free. I think it's still alive somewhere.
Yeah, definitely, probably. Because it could definitely land places.
I don't think birds get tired of flying. As long as it can learn to catch food in the air, it's fine.
Every time it's going to touch down on the ground, it's instantly going to fall on its face.
Well, it doesn't touch down on the ground. That's the trick. Ever. I mean, I left one of the feet on. It was a glue trap, so that was the problem.
Are you
the
there?
Feet were stuck in the glue. Can you hear us? Okay, sorry, we had a little technical difficulty. We're back now. We're going to move on to our second topic, though. Skylar, you've got our second topic.
All right. So for my topic, we're going to be discussing favorite memories we've had with Forrest. And he'll say a favorite memory he's had with all of us as well. So we'll let Craig start it off. Favorite Forrest memory.
Okay, so we had a few. Honestly, there are some that I could say that would probably make Forrest question why he was ever friends with us in the first place, but
I'm going to tell one of those.
Oh, okay, good.
So, we would stay the night at Forrest's house mainly because there is no better house to just rampage through than Forrest's house. We had a buddy who was a part of our group, sort of, and he was the last one of us, I think, to get a job. And so he was like, just starting to get used to getting employed. And the next day, when we were staying the night, he's like, oh, I got to be up at 4 p.m. the next day. And we all laughed at him because 4 p.m., are you kidding me? Can't even stay up past 9 o'clock because he has to work the next day at 4. Anyway, so he tries to go to bed. That's when we start unleashing this nightmare of pranks on him. Forrest's sister really gets started off real well with drawing on his face and then ducking, because where he was, he would wake up and be like, what? And never ever see Forrest's sister. It was one of the funniest things I can imagine. Once he realized that we were drawing on his face, he's like, oh, okay, I'm just going to go sleep in my car, which makes sense, because why would you drive home? Oh, man, then you're out of trouble. So he went and tried to sleep in his car.
This is when we had curfew.
Yeah, this is...
Yeah.
Oh, is that why he
didn't drive home?
Yeah. couldn't drive because he had
never remember that part.
Valid. So he goes out to his car. It's probably like 2 or 3 a.m. now because we've been messing with him for hours. And we get the idea.
Poor guy.
Mainly because Forrest had creepy puppets. I don't know where those came from or why he had
you
them.
You had created sock puppets, you and your sister.
No, these were legit puppets.
Really? No, I had the marionette dolls or whatever. So it runs on the strings.
They didn't have strings on them, did they?
I think you had a variety of tools we used.
Yeah, that's true.
Whatever the case, the nice thing about these, you couldn't kill them like your pets. So we took those out to his car while you drove your car out next to his. We started blaring Queen and then doing puppets in his window saying, get up, wake up. And so he just woke up to us being idiots around his car with puppets. And it was great. Now, sure, he was mad at us for probably a couple weeks, but us being out at 2 or 3 in the morning, blaring Queen while playing with puppets, that is a memory I'll have for a long time.
Oh, that was really fun.
Greg is married now.
No,
true statement.
I didn't get invited to his wedding.
Neither did I.
We're not going to talk about what happened to Skylar and I, so...
Yeah.
What did happen with you and Skylar?
We might have been invited, but it was in Texas, and neither of us drove down there.
What if he's one of the 15 listeners? Greg,
looks like we're down to 14 again.
Oh, it was 14. I'm sorry. Greg, we are sorry for being bullies, and Skylar and Craig are sorry for not going to your wedding.
We're indeed. So sorry that we didn't let you sleep in when you had to work at 4 p.m. the next day.
I'm really not that sorry. he makes a lot of money now.
Does he?
Like, oh yeah.
He's engineering, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Way lots. To go. That's what you're going to do, Jorge.
He does computer, so it's a little different. Okay.
Are you going to make as much money as him someday?
We'll find out.
We all are, only Jonathan. Time can tell.
Me too.
Someday.
Richest youth minister ever. That's what I'm going for.
Well, that's my memory. Who's got the next one?
I'll go.
Yeah.
Go for it, Jonathan.
You want me to go? I remembered now what my backup memory was going to be if you had taken that one. So I have two I could say. I will go with the first one, though. So we were in Mexico, and this was coming off 2 weeks of camp. So Forrest and I had been to 2 weeks of camp in a row. We had been at a junior high camp where we were sponsors and kind of counselors. And then we had gone to our own high school camp. So we had just gone to 2 weeks of camp. At the second week of camp, there was a girl I had met at camp. Her name was Shelby. And we kind of hit it off a little bit. So we're in Mexico. During the week, I'm trying to text Shelby quite a bit. Probably every chance I get, I'm texting Shelby. and we only had service at the hotel. So whenever we would get back to the hotel, I would text Shelby. And Forrest and I were kind of each other's only friends that week. Because Skylar and Craig, you were on the other Mexico trip, I think, that year.
Oh, yeah.
Indeed.
So Forrest and I were kind of the only friends each other had, and I was spending probably 80% of my time talking to this girl named Shelby. Well, it gets to the end of the week. We're on our way home. We get in the back of the church van. Oh, no, that's not true. You guys were there.
Yeah, because I was there.
You were there.
No, they were definitely there for that.
They were definitely there. So we're in the back of the church van.
Yeah, Skylar didn't go on that trip, but I think it was
I did. I was in the bus.
Oh, yeah, he rode with his
lady. That's right. So we're in the back of the church van. It's me sitting on Forrest's left. Forrest is sitting in the middle, and Craig is sitting to the right of Forrest. And there's a little bit of tension in the air. We can tell that Forrest is a little bit angry, because when Forrest gets angry, he changes his whole demeanor. He changes his face. You can tell that he's angry. So Craig and I are kind of poking at Forrest a little bit, kind of poking the bear. And we're about to leave, and Forrest screams and rips off the cup holder from the church van and just rips it off and throws it.
And, did I do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you ripped off
the cup holder.
I must have blacked out.
and we're on a 16-hour ride from Mexico back to Oklahoma. And Forrest is so mad, and Craig and I don't quite know how to react to what Forrest just did. So there's a bit of an awkward silence, which is finally broken when Forrest begins to say this phrase over and over again. He begins to say, "I could have gone to the Olympics. I could have gone to the Olympics. I chose to be friends with you and go to Mexico, and I could have gone to the Olympics." So Craig and I, in order to calm Forrest down, we turned to a movie called Good Will Hunting, and we simply, for a period of about 20 minutes, took turns repeating the phrase over and over again, "It's not your fault. It's not your fault. It's not your fault." And over the 20 minutes, Forrest went from angry to sobbing, and for about 2 hours there, Forrest was crying, and we're still not sure why, but Forrest broke down, and boy howdy did Craig and I have fun.
My favorite part of that story that you didn't mention was Leslie.
Yeah.
Because she had no idea what was going on.
Honestly, none of us did.
No one knew what was going on. Something about the Olympics. Was it your fault?
I don't even know.
Hey, Forrest.
It's probably that I had to go back to Oklahoma.
Forrest, that's really the issue. It's not your fault.
It's not your fault.
It's not your fault.
Oh my god, I remember this. No, this is bringing back bad things.
No, don't remember. Just listen. Hey, it's not your fault.
It's not your fault. It's all okay. Right. This all is how it starts. He starts with the laughter, and it.
Do you think he ripped anything out of his socket or broke anything around him?
And I did it again in college. One time you came back to the room and you were angry.
No, you did it many times.
And every time.
It was my least favorite thing because for whatever reason.
And every time it led to you crying. I don't know why.
Every time.
Really, that's the least favorite thing that either of us have done? Like between
no,
Jonathan
no,
and I.
No, no, no.
Yeah, that's my memory, is making Forrest cry in the church van.
That's your favorite memory, is what we're talking about. It's kind of a cynical memory.
It's just so unexpected and happy to look back on.
Yeah.
All right. You probably expected that to come, though, as one of the memories somewhere in there.
Yeah, probably.
I didn't know it was such an emotional event for you guys.
Emotional? It was just hilarious to me. I just laughed the whole time.
I think all four of us were emotional. You, me, Craig, and Leslie.
I don't think Leslie has emotions. I don't know, if I remember her correctly. Other than nice. When she was talking about to Shakira.
What?
What's no, Shakira?
You don't remember the Shakira thing?
What?
Oh. Well, okay. We'll just move on.
Okay. Yeah, Skyler, you want to tell yours before Forrest goes?
Yes, mine is not so elaborate. So, yeah, my favorite memory, probably catch Forrest off guard, is watching him and one of our friends named Josh sword fight with PVC pipes that were giant. And when I say sword fight, I mean, it's not the merciful, like, oh, that was clever. It's like, I'm going to kill you if you don't defend yourself. And it was pretty exciting to watch because there was a lot of running and screaming and it was pretty good.
Yeah, that was very frightening to watch. It was kind of frightening to take place in
because it's like he would go blind with rage and you couldn't stop him.
I've never seen anybody so willing to hurt other people.
That was awful.
And you did it multiple times. I remember.
I mean, it was fun until I would get like beaten because I wouldn't like actually try to beat him to death, and I think he would have actually killed me if he could have. I don't know.
Let me just say something. Forrest, Skyler might be lying about his favorite memory because last week they did favorite memories of me, and not one of Skyler's memories was about me getting hurt. And I've known Skyler for a long time, and I can't believe that to be true for a second.
We mentioned the cactus one.
Yeah, you mentioned it, which, by the way, I did not fall on my bottom.
That's how I always tell it, so that's the way it's going to be.
Yeah, because it makes me sound manly.
Cactus.
Wait, what?
What? I said what? It makes Remember me sound manly. I fell on a cactus one time when we were hiking, but Jonathan said I fell on my bottom onto the cactus. I definitely fell on my knee.
Hey, Craig, do you remember that time when you fell on your bottom onto a cactus?
I remember it now. You're probably going to trick my poor memory, and I'm going to thank that from now on.
Alzheimer's is a serious thing, Craig. Don't joke about it.
I don't remember what you said.
All right, that's a good one, Jorge.
So it's my turn now.
Yeah, you just
right? It's your turn.
Tell a story about.
Please be the bug spray.
I am going to do the bug spray. That is my favorite one. I have one for each of you, I think.
Wow, that's nice. Great. That's a good one. Do it.
So I'm going to start with Craig because Craig had lots of memory creating experiences for me.
Question before, is your motivation before you start saying these, is it payback for what we just said, or is it
actual?
No,
these are your favorites. Okay.
These are just good memories. I have no payback.
Okay.
Not yet.
I mean, I could have gone to the Olympics, but
if you hadn't gone to Mexico, you could have gone. Yeah. Well, the good news is at least it worked out between Shelby and I, so it was worth it.
Totally worth it. So I was driving in one of my mini cars that I had. I don't know where Craig and I were going. I think maybe we were going to McDonald's, and it was just he and I. And for whatever reason, Craig thought it would be a good idea to spray me in the face with bug spray and take control of the car and put us like in the wrong lane. So I couldn't see, and I was also laughing hysterically for some reason, and we were also he was taking the wheel and putting us in the wrong lane over and over and over again until I legitimately couldn't see. And I think there was also sunscreen involved, spray sunscreen. I don't know.
Was it sunscreen or bug spray? It had to only be one of them.
It was only one, yeah. I think it was sunscreen. I don't know. I feel like bug spray would have left damage.
Yeah, I think it might have been sunscreen.
It might have left damage, Forrest. When was the last time you went to the doctor?
I get my eyes checked every year by the Army.
Oh, wow.
Can you see us right now?
Well... Actually, the last time I got my eyes checked, I walked up to the line and was facing the opposite direction of the tester. And they had to turn me around. So, you know, maybe... maybe it wasn't a good thing.
So Craig sprayed bug spray in your eyes.
Over and over again.
Probably sunscreen.
Probably sunscreen.
Craig did lots of things like that.
No, yeah.
I feel like every time I said that I didn't like something... That meant that Craig needed to make sure.
Yeah.
I had to know.
Do you remember this? Because Craig says he doesn't remember this. Do you remember Viper Strike with the seatbelts?
Yes. I do.
So you remember this, Craig?
I remember him saying it. I don't remember what it entailed, but I remember him saying it.
Craig would scream Viper Strike, and there was like a middle seatbelt in a car with the metal on the end, and he would whip you with the metal part of the seatbelt.
Are you sure that you guys wouldn't go to like sporting events and you do something athletic, and I'd be like, Viper Strike, because that's how I felt you guys were. Instead of negative, it's always going
to... No, you definitely did hit me in the face with a seatbelt, I think. There was a lot of things that happened, and then we ruined a car once with potato guns.
I don't remember that.
You remember that? I remember that one.
That was one of the first things we did. We couldn't. None of us could even drive. My mother was driving us, and probably having a mental breakdown.
I remember when you let us beat the Volvo with a baseball bat.
I remember that. I remember also shooting my Jeep with the guns that I had.
Yeah.
I remember very vividly when we were trying to use the potato guns. They were small and they shot little bits of potato, and mine didn't work, and Greg laughed at me. And so I took a bite out of an apple, chewed it up, and I sprayed it all over him and all over the car.
I think that might have been one of the hardest times I'd ever laughed. But
I also did that with the muffin to him for some reason. Do you guys remember that?
Why are you spitting so much food in his face?
Well, because Greg would make this noise that was... undescribable.
You guys,
it was I don't know how to explain it.
We're in our 20s. We can't be bullies anymore.
Yeah, not now.
We can laugh about when we were bullies in the past, maybe.
I guess Craig and I were probably the meanest to Greg.
Yeah, but you were also the meanest to each other.
Well, everybody Craig was mean to you.
Yeah, in other words, I'm just the worst. That's what we're trying to get at.
All right.
The nice thing is my memory won't let me remember anything.
Yeah, he doesn't remember anything. So your favorite with Craig was some kind of spray.
Well, yeah, just the many events in which I was tortured.
Okay. Very good. That's a good one.
And then my favorite with Skylar was when we would lock him in places.
One time you locked him in your closet for a long time. And you did this several times, but we locked him in your closet for a long time. And when we opened it back up, he had organized and cleaned it.
It was the best thing ever. It was completely organized. That was like Skylar's favorite thing to do at my house was he would start cleaning all of the things. But we locked him in, and I'm pretty sure that Craig and I were hitting him with coat hangers and stuff under the door. And every time he'd stick his hands out, he'd get smacked, and he'd just make these animal noises. And he'd open the door. He'd open the door to it, and he would just shake.
Like I feel like either I had a horrible nightmare about this, or this happened. Did Skylar at any point have a sharp blade that he would randomly just shove underneath?
No, yeah. He underneath the door, he would try to get us back with, like, actual weapons.
Yeah, because you had, like, not necessarily, like, a sword, but probably a knife. And I remember, for some reason I remember this, but just, like, a knife appearing underneath the door very rapidly. Like, Skylar's trying to stab us.
How are we all still alive right now?
I don't know. Just being in my house, I'm pretty sure...
We all should have died.
We all should have... Probably toxins or mold.
And then there was that built-in computer desk upstairs.
Yeah, that was my favorite memory, for sure.
We trapped him underneath that with the couch for probably like 6 hours.
That one memory reminds me of the scene from the first Jurassic Park movie. When they're trying to move the Velociraptor into the other building, and it starts throwing the cart around, and they're like screaming and trying
to keep it contained. Shoot her.
Definitely had a memory like that where I was pushing the couch out and you were all pushing against it to try and keep me in.
Skylar, you were a much more violent teenager. You tackled me into Forrest Elephant.
Oh yeah, that was bad.
And we all tried to glue it back together.
I can figure something out.
It didn't work out very well.
Sorry, I'm talking to a roommate.
Oh, that's okay. You can talk to your roommate. Yeah, did we ever get that elephant put back together?
No.
There was a glass elephant that Skylar tackled me into.
Yes.
And we broke it.
We broke everything in the house. I'm pretty sure
we broke the house itself.
Yeah, literally. Because we shot guns in it and like arrows.
We stabbed the wall with swords.
Somebody threw knives at the wall.
Yeah, there we go.
Was that me, or it sounds like something Josh would do? Was it us?
It was mostly me who threw knives at the wall. And then when you tried to sell the house, you called me and you said, "Well, guess what they asked me? Why are there so many knife holes in the wall?" And you were pretty angry.
One of my favorite pictures, I don't know if you guys can find it, but it's me standing on top of a giant pile of trash in the corner of my garage.
I might be able to find it.
Making a thumbs up.
Well, I remember more than anything, I remember the smell of your garage.
Ugh.
But
well, it was full of
years worth of trash. Years worth of trash.
Animals.
It was so gross.
You remember when we cleaned that house, though?
Huh?
Oh, man. When we cleaned your house?
We did that all the time. We ruined,
that final time, that very intense one we did, and we found that leftover Chinese food in a cabinet.
Oh god, yeah. When I do actually remember that.
And then one time when you were gone, Skylar and I decided we would clean your house before you got back, and we reached down into your drain, and to this day the worst substance I've ever touched in my life came out of your drain. I don't know what it was, but it was awful, and I remember the smell of that thing, and I remember the texture of that thing, and I can't describe it. It was bad. So Skylar is trapping.
You got one left.
So, Jonathan. I don't know. There's a lot that happened. Let's see. What's the funniest one, though? There was always something that happened with your mom.
That's what I'm talking about, Forrest.
What do you mean there's always something that happened with my mom?
I don't know.
We know what he means.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
There's a lot of good memories there, for sure.
She loved folding socks. Or should we say we loved folding socks with her?
I don't know what
we just
means.
Lost another listener. Shoot.
Her mom? His mom?
Her mom.
So something with my mom.
Well, I don't know, like the incredibly awkward dinners that we would have where I just try not to hysterically laugh, where we would eat like pizza rolls or something.
Didn't she make you guys drink milk?
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, that's a good one. Yes, I was forced to drink milk.
She asked Forrest if he wanted milk, and he said no. And then a minute later, she asked him again, and he said no. And then she brought him milk. That was
yes.
Good. That was good stuff. What?
I don't know. There was the one time we were driving in my car because we used to drive a lot. It was really dark. And for whatever reason, I had just scared you to death almost because I turned down this dark road. And
it's because when you were angry, you would say, "Let's go driving." And then you would drive like you wanted to kill us because I think you wanted to kill us.
No, yeah, I did do that. Yeah, driving has always been a stress reliever for me. And there was definitely a lot of stress back then.
We also shot fireworks out of your car one night. That was fun. We were just driving and we lit him out the side of the window.
I think you shot fireworks out of his car.
Shh, no, we did.
No.
Yeah, that was a group thing.
So, yeah.
Okay.
And when we would drive and I would terrify you, or, yeah, pretty much that.
Your favorite memory isn't when we would make you cry and then we would console
you. I was gonna mention that. It's not really a favorite memory, it's just prominent. Oh god.
We ready for the next topic then?
Yeah, let's move
What's
on.
What's the next one?
The next, we have one last one and it's Craig's.
Okay.
Which is, what is your favorite childhood TV show?
Childhood TV show. What counts as childhood? What ages are we talking about here?
Why don't we say anything below the age of 10?
Below the age of 10. Ooh, that's really hard. I don't know.
You shouldn't start if you don't know.
I don't know. I won't start.
Skyler?
Mine was Batman. The original Batman cartoon is pretty awesome. Grew up enjoying that one for sure.
Which one?
Batman.
Oh.
Which Batman is this? Was this the... Batman?
This is the...
I guess it'd be the second one. Yeah, this is the 90s cartoon.
This is the animated one in the 90s that was very dark, especially for a kid's show.
I remember
The one you're talking about was live action, and it was in, like, the early 70s.
Yeah.
So. Yeah,
okay. That's a good answer.
Forrest, what about you?
Favorite kids' TV show? Probably Rugrats or The Great Mouse Detective.
Oh, fair. Those are both good.
Was that a TV show?
That was actually a movie.
Oh. So Rugrats.
So, yeah, Rugrats.
Rugrats is a good choice.
I just want to point out one of my favorite videos of all time, which is what appeared to be like a somewhat homemade version of your sister on a Barney TV show. You had it on VHS.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Happy birthday, Perry. And you could tell the name was added in by someone else.
How did you get that done again for us? What?
I don't remember. It was for her birthday when she was a child.
Yeah, it was a Barney video, and I guess that
we still have it somewhere. I would love to find that.
They pre-recorded this birthday, this generic Barney birthday video, and then you could pay to have somebody insert someone's name at various points in the
They would have like a Barney TV show, and then they would cut to like singing, and then it would have cartoons. And then they would have a cartoon version of either a girl or a boy with a blank face that you could Photoshop a picture of the person into.
Yeah.
So it would cut to cartoon with my sister's face on it. And then they'd say her name a bunch. I don't even think she liked it. I don't think anybody liked it. I think it just scared
her. I think we liked it. We loved it.
It was great.
It was a good movie.
So, Jonathan, what about you?
Oh, man, I don't know. I mean, the biggest TV show I watched while I was in elementary school would have been wrestling, like WWF.
Yeah.
Maybe that's not a children's show.
Apparently it was for you.
I didn't watch anything regularly. I just would wake up on Saturdays and see what was on, and I didn't have cable, so I would either watch for a while Ninja Turtles was on. They had that Starship Troopers TV show. I don't know if you guys remember that at all. Oh, I know my answer. I'm gonna go with Beast Wars. Beast Wars was a good one.
That's all.
Took it.
Yeah, Beast Wars, definitely Beast Wars. 3 seasons. I watched it again about 6 years ago.
It was a good call, right?
I found it on YouTube. Nope. It wasn't very good. I ended up watching all of the first season and then the first and last episodes of the second and third season.
Well, that is actually what I was going to say as my favorite TV show as well.
Craig, we're Twinkies.
Yeah, I know. It's great news for me.
Almost the same person.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but something about a robot T-Rex turning into a giant robot humanoid was sweet to me. And then for some reason they gave him like little like fans on the side of him so he could fly, so it was a flying T-Rex robot. Nothing sounded better to me as a kid. Honestly, today if I could pick that as a pet, it'd be a pet or an overlord or whatever it would turn into. But I something about that show, I was just in love with it. And one of my birthdays I got, I don't know, I just want to bring this up because I just remember this was with Skylar, and Skylar was like one of my first friends when we moved to Oklahoma, and Skylar got me this smaller Beast Wars toy. It was actually my favorite character of the show, but it was smaller, it was a rat, and so I don't know if it was
Rat Trap.
Yeah, it was Rat Trap, and another kid that I knew from church bought me a really, really big crab that I'd never seen before, and it was obviously an expensive one. And Skylar got super sad because he didn't get me the big one. He got really sad about it. And then I was like, dude, that crab is dumb. And I ended up throwing away the crab because I couldn't figure out how to transform it. So there you go.
That's good.
Sometimes there is such things too complicated. That's why we have Jonathan do the math and read for us. We just can't handle it.
I'm the math and the reading guy. What are your two's roles?
Math
and reading guy. Yeah.
So good at grammar.
What do you two do? How would you describe Skylar's role, Craig?
Man, I don't know. Is there such a role as weirdest comment guy?
That's totally his role.
Yeah, he nailed that.
Or guy who asks questions that no one has an opinion on.
Would
you want to live in a house with two people? Or one person. I don't know which. I don't know. Some of his comments, like eating napkins being described as testing your limits, definitely weirdest comments I have ever heard.
What was the one from the second episode that wasn't that?
When he tried to stop a truck and drive by pulling on the back of it.
That was good. Lord help. All right. Well, Forrest, did you have fun?
Yeah.
Good. Well, you
sounds very surprised by that.
I guess.
Sort of.
Well, you have a standing invitation to come back whenever you want. But this has been episode 5, and we'll be back next week.